tell me your name.
Shannon.
Shahan. Shannon Shahan. Mm-hmm. That's a nice name.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like being 10?
It's good. I'm going to be 11 in May.
If you could be any age you wanted, what would it be?
18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Why 18?
I like that age.
You think you can do whatever you want to when you're 18?
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I don't know.
But you'd like to find out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a brother, and he's 16.
16. Is he pretty nice?
Yeah, he's pretty nice sometimes.
What's your mom and dad's name?
My mom's Janie, and my dad's Randy.
Randy Shahan. And your phone number at home?
478-2674.
Tell me about this picture.
That's Tanner Row, and the house is going down, and everything, and logs and stuff.
It's Tannery Row?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about everything in the picture.
These are the houses. This is the trees going down, the house floating away. And these are the houses that cover the stage. So, this is the water going through.
Mm-hmm. You can only see the rooftops of the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it was?
Yes, where some of them's covered up all the way.
You remember that day pretty well?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Well, we evacuated about 9:30 at night and came out here, and we came walking down about 3:30, and we looked at the, we just couldn't still get down here because the waters are still up. So we just waited a little while, about 5 a.m. It was down almost, and we came back home. We drove around some. Well, we couldn't get through some of them because the bridges was closed. And then we just went back home and stuff. And no energy or nothing. So.
How'd you find things back home?
Huh?
How'd you find things back
home? Our house, it wasn't hit that bad. It's just the porch and breezeway that got hit. And it was good and stuff. But the houses around us, they was hit pretty bad because we did like one little hill and stuff.
Have you thought much about the flood since it happened?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think it's real bad. I couldn't sleep or nothing.
You could?
Mm-mm. I stayed up all night.
Were you scared?
Uh-huh, scared. Because my neighbor's house, it was almost destroyed. But it wasn't carried away or nothing. It was destroyed almost inside and everywhere. It's awful.
Why do you think it happened?
Maybe because God did it, just to make us listen better or something.
Do you think people are going to listen better now?
Yeah.
Have you had any dreams about the flood?
Yeah.
Tell me about your dreams.
Well, I dreamed about people dying and stuff in it and everything. It was bad. And I woke up one night and screaming about it, and my mom had to get me awake and stuff, settled down.
What were you dreaming when you woke up?
I was dreaming like, the houses and stuff with people in them and everything, and down the animals going down and everything, dreaming about that.
Where were you in the dream?
I don't know. I was somewhere in there.
You were in a house that was floating, maybe?
Maybe. I forget.
But it was terrifying.
Yeah.
What did your mom do?
She had to settle me down and stuff and told me it was a dream.
Did you talk to her about the dream at all?
Mm-mm.
Have you had any other dreams?
Mm-mm.
Do you and your friends ever play Flood?
Hmm?
Do you and your friends ever play Flood?
Mm-mm.
No. That's a great picture.
Thank you.
Do you like to draw?
I draw sometimes, not much.
What do you like to do most?
I like to just play outside, run around and stuff.
Do you think it's ever going to flood again like that?
It might, I don't know.
What do you think? Do you think you worry about it when it rains?
Yeah, because most of my relatives got hit by it. Most of them.
Who got hit the worst?
Well, my Uncle Al down in St. George, his house was, it's gone.
What's his name?
Uncle Al, Alan Shahan.
And Alan, Alvin or
Alan? Alan.
Alan Shahan?
My friends was hit.
Are they getting back?
Yeah.
Covering pretty good?
Yeah.
Very much for talking to me. Okay. Tell me your name.
Amy Bonner.
Amy Bonner. Where do you live?
Pot Mill Bottom.
Pot Mill Bottom. Who's your mother and dad?
My mom's name is Jeannie and my dad's name's Gary.
Gary? What's your phone number at home?
478-2873.
How old are you?
10.
You're 10? How do you like being 10?
It's okay.
What would you rather be?
13.
Why?
Because you can go to town without having to have somebody to go with you.
You think when you get to be 13 you'll be able to do what you want?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. Tell me about this picture.
This is supposed to be water. Mm-hmm. It's almost covered in the whole town.
Okay. And this?
They are the mountains.
Those are the mountains. And it's raining?
Yeah.
And it just covered up the whole town and
almost.
It hit the Pulp Mill Bottom pretty hard, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that day? Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it was pouring down the rain all day, and about 7 o'clock, we was out looking at the rivers, and we went downtown, and the rivers were up, and so they was coming around evacuating people, so we had to leave and we went up to my aunt's. Well, we didn't go up that exact day because we couldn't get over there. The bridge was washed.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go that night?
To my uncle's up on a hill.
What were you thinking all that time?
Just that it wouldn't hit my house.
You were wishing it wouldn't hit your house?
Yeah, and other people's.
Did it hit your house?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, and then a few days later, we went downtown, and we saw the water going in the house. And after it went down, we went in the house, and we cleaned it up.
Was it a mess?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mud?
Yeah.
What did it do to your furniture?
Yeah, damaged it. We had to throw it out.
We thought anything about the flood since it happened?
Huh?
Do you think about the flood since it happened?
A little bit.
What do you think?
I wish it wouldn't have happened.
You wish it wouldn't have happened?
Yeah, I wish it wouldn't have hit.
Why do you think it did?
Because it rained and a lot.
Rained for a whole week, didn't it?
Yep.
And then the hurricane came after that.
Yep.
Do you ever dream of it before?
No.
Never have?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever play flood with your friends?
No.
So you feel pretty okay about it now, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for sharing your picture with me. Tell me your name.
Angela Cosmore.
Angela?
Cosmore.
Cosmore. And who's your folks?
My dad's name's Neil Cosmore. My mom's name's Doris Cosmore.
What's your phone number at home?
478-2520.
Mm-hmm. And you live where?
In St. George, up Piper Mountain.
Up the mountain a little way?
Yeah, in Piper Mountain.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got two little brothers.
How old are they?
Well, my brother Neil, he's 8, and my other one, Chad, he's 5.
8 and 5. So you're the oldest?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
11.
11? That's great. Do you like being 11?
Yeah, I guess.
What would you rather be?
16.
Yeah. Oh,
get my license.
Where do you want to drive, huh?
Yeah.
Where would you go?
I don't know.
This first one place and another.
Yeah.
Tell me about this great picture.
It's the first thing I saw with the flood. My dad, he had went out that morning and they couldn't get through, so we went down to St. George, and that's the first thing I saw was the St. George Bridge where it had tore up the road and stuff. And it just made a big puddle right there.
Just tore right through the road.
Yeah.
So, whose house is that?
And it's this brown house. I don't know who it is, right beside the bridge. It was torn up.
What happened in St. George?
You know, it just tore apart, and lots of houses were damaged. There's this one friend of my dad's. They can't even find any trace of their house where it's gone. I couldn't believe it.
What about the rest of the houses?
They were in bad shape. Some of them just floated off. Some of them were torn up real bad. And the school down there, the trailers were washed away. And the school was torn up real bad down there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you were high and dry yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, but we was without electricity for about a week or two.
What'd you do about that?
We ate tuna fish every night always.
But it tasted pretty good that one.
Yeah.
Where'd you get tired of
it? Yeah, it was, but Mom said we were lucky to at least have a house, so to be quiet about it.
Uh-huh. Have you thought any about the flood since it happened?
Yeah. I get what we like when it's sweatshirt or something. Everybody gets worried about it's going to come up again. Everybody's down checking the rivers and stuff. And I still can't believe it happened.
It's too much to believe. Do you worry when it rains?
Yeah.
Did you ever dream anything about the flood?
Nah, not really. My dad did, but
you did?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, he just dreamed that it was flooding again and people was getting torn apart and stuff.
Was he scared?
Yeah, he just got up and he started walking through the house and stuff and then went back to sleep.
When was that he had a dream like that?
It was about a month or two after the flood.
Pretty recently?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to be okay?
Yeah, he just said he was worried about a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh. Any of your friends hit real bad?
Yeah, a lot of my friends were hit bad, and my grandma, she was hit real bad. She lives right beside the water, and she was hit. It got into her house real bad, and they're trying to clean it up and stuff. She lives right on a waterbed, right beside the river.
Mm. But her house didn't wash away?
Uh-uh. I can't believe it, because it's a pretty old house, and it stayed there.
Does she want to stay in it?
Yeah. Because she's about 80 or 85 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she said they've got it all cleaned up, and she was real upset when it happened.
What's her name?
Donnie Shahan.
Donnie Shahan.
Mm-hmm.
She's not afraid to stay in it, though?
No, not really. She has, she did have one of her kids staying with her. But she moved back, I forget where she lives. Ohio, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you can tell me about?
No.
Well, you look like you're doing okay, but you're not too.
Yeah.
Upset about it. Do you think other kids in the class are upset about it?
Yeah.
Do you try to talk to them about it?
Yeah, well, once in a while we talk about it.
Uh-huh. How long do you think it'll be before everybody gets over it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a year, a month, or I don't know.
Is it something you'll always remember, or do you think
I always remember it.
Made a real impression on you?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Okay.
Oh, boy, look at this. Now, tell me your name.
Melissa Mosey.
Melissa?
Mosey.
Spelled?
M-A-U-Z-Y.
Okay. And your mother and dad's?
Connie and Paul Mosey.
And you have a number, phone number at home?
478-3951.
Okay. And you live?
Parsons, West Virginia.
Town?
Yeah.
Okay. Now tell me about this picture. Gosh, look at that.
It's a house and stuff's coming out.
Floating out of the house?
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Stuff floating out the windows?
Uh-huh.
Whose house is it?
I don't know.
What else? What else is, are these the mountains behind?
Yeah.
When it was raining real hard?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that day at all?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
We got stuck in Parsons.
You got stuck in town?
Yeah. Like we was coming out and the water got high and we couldn't go back home. My mom was by herself, stuck up at the house. We had to stay with our aunt.
How did you feel about that?
I don't know. It was scary.
It was scary?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your mom?
Well, she stayed up there. She couldn't go out of the house because electric line fell down behind the house. She couldn't go out.
What did she do?
She just stayed there by the fire all night.
Did the water get in your house?
Mm-mm. It was behind her house.
It's lucky.
Yeah.
What did you see the next day when you got up?
Oh, the water was going down a little bit more, and like every like other hour, it'd go down a little bit more, and then we could walk down and see the town. Then after it got down, we'd go all over.
What did the town look like?
It was muddy.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the flood any since it happened?
Yeah, a lot.
What kinds of things do you think about?
About all them houses down, and they were all muddy and they were tore up and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What else?
About them tearing down the houses. They were with a big, great big tractor.
What do you think about that?
It was awful.
Mm-hmm. Those big red numbers there?
Yeah.
Have you dreamed about the flood any?
No.
Why do you think it happened? Why do you think the flood happened?
I don't know. It just rained a lot.
Just rained a lot?
Yeah.
You think it could happen again?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because it happened once, I guess.
You think it can happen again?
Yeah.
Because it happened once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen again. Do you worry when it rains?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about your picture?
No.
It's a real nice picture.
Thank you.
Thank you for drawing.
Okay.
Tell me your full name.
George Shine.
George?
George Shine the third.
How do you spell your last name?
S-H-I-N-E.
Shine. And who's your dad? Your mother?
My mother's Teresa and my dad's Dean.
And what's your phone number?
478-3052.
You have brothers and sisters?
Three sisters, Stevie, Stacy, and Rachel.
Are they older?
Yeah. One's my twin and another one's 14, the other one's 13.
So they're all older than that. And how old are you?
11.
11? Well, that's a good age. Would you rather be some other age?
30.
You'd like to be 30? You'd like to skip between 11 and 30? Well, maybe not. I don't know about that. Boy, that's some picture. Tell me about that.
It's the Blackfort Bridge where it tore down over here, and all kinds of this land over here, the island, it was flooding and clothes were down the river and everything. Uh-huh. There's some pieces of the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Pops, shoes, pants, shirts, a gun.
Oh, yeah, the gun. Well, that's a good gun. A lot of water went down the river that night, yeah. Do you remember about that day?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was up on a hill on Blackman Flats.
Is that where your home is?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you remember about that day.
Well, the lights went out in the house, and we were on the scanner, and they said the water was getting high. And then they said they were evacuating all the people, and then I can't remember anymore.
Were you scared? What did you think was going to happen?
I thought it was going to flood the whole, come up on the hill and everything.
You did? Was the river real loud?
Mm-hmm.
What did it sound like?
Crashing, like when you, like thunder going.
And is this what you saw the next day? Have you thought a lot about the flood since it happened?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think about all the people, the city, the baseball field. I was thinking about the school. See, I thought the school was gone, but too bad.
Have you dreamed about the flood at all? You don't worry about it too much now. Do you think it could happen again?
Yeah.
Why?
Because when it rains and when it snows and then it rains, the snow melts and it gets real deep. And then it rains a lot.
Great picture. Appreciate you drawing that.
Okay.
Appreciate you talking to me too.